All right,
this is Lois Muller from Flatville.
Okay, Lois Muller, or Muller, is also working in the rose mauling tradition. What do I have here? I'm going to explain rose mauling again, because we just had some rose mauling previously. So again, another skilled and award-winning master. The apprentice has prior skills as well, but I think not to the level as our last apprentice. And sorry if I'm doing this too comparison-y. I don't mean to. But so it seems to be at a much lower level of skill than the master in this case. So they're going to work on using different mediums as well, so acrylics, adding that to, I think, the apprentice is currently using oils and doesn't use acrylics yet, also learning new styles and also learning how to create their own sort of unique signature styles by interpreting things correctly. The master and the apprentice have corresponded, but they have not previously worked together. Both are of Norwegian descent, and both seem to be committed to preserving and advancing the farm. This, like most, the budget is mostly going to the artist, the master artist, and then a small amount for supplies. Let's see. So the master, in terms of feasibility and the work plan, the master notes techniques that the student can learn. And again, the mediums that the student can learn to work with. But they seem to be more tentative about where they're actually going to meet, where the work will be displayed. We talked about something about libraries or festivals, so I think there could have been a little bit more detail there. The master has been teaching rose mauling since 1979, so that's a long time in this field of teaching. So good to note that the master is like well-skilled, well-grounded in rose mauling, but also skilled as a teacher. This seems to be a fairly new relationship, and the apprentice has a lot to learn. I'm not clear about all the details of the logistics in terms of them actually working together. And then the final product display, things like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ron, what are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, like I said earlier, a fascinating art form to me, and I like the application, and it looks like a good fit between the master and the apprentice, so yeah, say about that much.
Okay. Josh, you have any thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. Again, it's one of those things where I would have liked for them to really talk more sort of about their personal connection to the art form and their family history and stuff. I don't know if they explicitly say that they're both or not, or whether that matters or not, I don't know. But and then also, yeah, somebody was mentioning this also. They don't know each other personally yet, but they've communicated with each other, but that's just something to note. They haven't actually met in person yet. Yeah.
Thank you.
Just a side note, she does not mention a previous apprenticeship that I'm only aware of because they did the final performance at my museum. So, I don't, no value judgment, it doesn't mention it, which I found strange, and it was just in the last couple of years.
So Jane was Andrea Herkert's apprentice 2-3 years ago. And on that I'll say, again, not something, certainly a detail that, you know, you all maybe would have liked to have known, but not something to, it could have just been a personality thing, it could have been, you know, where the master artist was with the apprentice, so, but a good detail to know, but I'd say maybe
different things from different masters.
Yes, you can learn plenty of different things from
right,
different masters.
Right, it wasn't just that, I felt like it would be important if I was. Technical note again, their budget is over by $26. Just shaved that off if I was them. Once again, it's at almost a very high level of skill. It didn't get... it seemed very personal for this apprentice, her relationship with the art, and I don't know if it's going to benefit the cultural community as much as some other applications we've saw. I'm going to assume the cultural community is Norwegian. It's not explicitly stated in the application that I can remember. And I also didn't have any sense of urgency in this. I didn't feel that in the application that it was... neither of them is just kind of not lackadaisical, but sort of just... feel an urgency.
This one won't have an urgency in the sense where you say, like, oh, you know, this art form is about to die. I mean, but there is our statement, like, this wonderful art form has allowed me to express my creativity and to share my love of the art form with other decorative artists. May or may not sound like passion to you. Allowed me to meet artists and become friends with many people with this common interest from all over the world. But again, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this was a pretty solid application. My biggest concern is actually with the feasibility of the work plan. They suggest 6-hour sessions. With a pretty solid distance between the two of them, with, I believe, the master artist driving to the apprentice's place, if I remember correctly. Maybe I mixed that up.
Yeah, hold on. Is that right? I think you may be right. I might be mixing it with the braiding, the plaque.
I think it is a...
I think you're...
am I mixing that
Lois
up?
Lois is in Plattville, I believe. Maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, so it's 70 miles. Okay, 70 miles per trip. So I guess it's not a huge, huge distance.
But that might be why they want to spend... Maybe it's like enough where they want to spend like a long time doing it.
Yeah. It is a very tedious art form.
I was going to say, the Rosemalers that I've worked with so far, it is like a chunk of time where they're practicing. And sometimes that is just distance if they're driving.
Yeah.
But you spend a lot
of time.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a detailed art form for sure. I was just wondering, I mean... They do this. They've done this, right? 15 sessions at 6 hours of each of those seems...
Yeah.
It just raises a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Kind of a minor point, really, because everything else I thought was quite strong. But
okay. We're kind of running over here.
All right. I'll say, go ahead and score.